Hello, this is Carol, and I'm reading today from John chapter 14, starting at verse 15 and going through to the end of verse 27 in the NIV. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Wow, there's so much in this passage. I love the fact that Jesus is starting to explain about the Holy Spirit and what he's going to do in terms of pouring the Spirit out on those of us who believe and who love him. And the Holy Spirit is described as an advocate. And I was thinking about that. It's kind of a very legal picture. One who sort of advocates on your behalf in court, who pleads your case. And that's part of the Holy Spirit's work. He prays for us and with us and gives us the words. And he just equips us to be able to pray when we don't know what to pray. And he teaches us. He teaches us all things, and he reminds us of everything that Jesus has said to us. And I'm also really struck by verse 27, such a famous verse. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." And I'm going to pray for us this morning that that will be true for all of us who are listening today to this reading. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your peace that you left with us, that you give us day by day. Thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit, and that through him we can learn all the things that we need to learn. He teaches us, he guides us, he advocates on our behalf, he gives us the words to say when we don't know how to pray. Thank you that you don't give out what the world gives. The world gives pressure and trouble and hardship and criticism and judgment, but you give peace. Today, Lord, would you let our hearts not be troubled? Help us not to be afraid. Help us not to fear man, and to be bold and sharing you and your gospel. And help us to be at peace in all our circumstances, even when things seem really difficult. Even when there's illness or financial troubles or relationship problems or any other difficulties that beset us, Lord, would you give us your peace? Thank you for your peace today. Amen.